keep arguing that to people. Some don't want to accept it, but it really is true that we had an opportunity and we passed the largest tax increase in the history of our state, and people have not forgotten that, and they've not forgiven us for doing that. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. Scott Hammond, state senator, fighting the good fight in Nevada District 18. We'll find out. We are now under 4 weeks and counting to the end of this legislative session. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Hyundai recalls over 390,000 vehicles for possible engine fires.
Hyundai has announced recalls for more than 390,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada due to two different fire dangers. 203,000 Santa Fe Sport SUVs from 2013 through 2015 are being recalled because brake fluid can leak into the anti-lock brake computer and cause an electrical short that can lead to fires. Owners are being told to park those vehicles outdoors away from structures until repairs are made. The other recall is for nearly 187,000 2019 and 2020 Elantras and 2019 through 2021 Konas and Velosters, all with 2-liter engines. Piston rings on those vehicles may not have been properly heat treated. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden has set a new vaccination goal to deliver at least one dose to 70% of adult Americans by July 4th. He's focusing on easing access to shots as his administration tackles the vexing problem of winning over those reluctant to get inoculated. President Biden says it'll be hard to convince doubters that they need to be vaccinated.
Most people will be convinced by the fact that their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
Demand for vaccines has dropped off markedly nationwide, with some states leaving more than half their vaccine doses unordered. Biden will call for states to make vaccines available on a walk-in basis and will direct many pharmacies to do the same. Los Angeles and San Francisco have met state guidelines to move into the least restrictive tier for businesses to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic. The two counties on Tuesday become the first major urban areas in the state to reach the final stage of a phased reopening plan before a projected return to business as usual, June 15th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Gaming floors at the Wynn and Encore have been given the go-ahead to operate at full capacity beginning on Monday. The Nevada Gaming Control Board gave the green light for that full capacity after Wynn Resorts officials showed that it had 88% of its employees vaccinated for COVID-19. Other casino operators across the valley have also taken steps to get their workers vaccinated. The Cosmopolitan is offering cash bonuses, while Boyd Gaming is offering paid time off for those getting vaccinated. Other properties have set up vaccination clinics. A California Indian tribe is about to become the new owner of the Palms Casino Resort. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians confirms it is buying the off-strip property from Red Rock Resorts. The deal is expected to close by the end of the year, and it's reportedly worth $650 million. The Palms has been closed since March of last year when the COVID-19 outbreak caused a statewide shutdown of all of the casinos. Fox 5 Las Vegas has been sold as part of a multi-billion dollar deal. Gray Television is buying Meredith Corporation's local media group, 17 TV stations, which include Fox 5. The $2.7 billion deal is cash, should finish by the end of the year.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some bunching right now eastbound Timberland Parkway at Buffalo. Also do expect some congestion as you work your way on the downtown freeway there, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and some slowing there through the resort area, northbound 15 at Tropicana and south 15, that's at Owens.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. And, of course, on Tuesdays, we always get a chance to visit with my friend Scott Hammond, the state senator from District 18. We are into week 14, less than 4 weeks to go in the 81st Nevada legislature. Scott, did you have a chance to get home this weekend?
No, I didn't go home this weekend. We had a finance committee meeting on Saturday morning that kind of ruined my chances of getting down there. But this is this weekend, got to go home. Mother's Day weekend, got birthdays. I got birthdays all over my family, so Mother's Day alone would warrant a visit back home. Got to got to make sure the family's happy, and my wife especially. So
there you go. There you go. I'm just curious, though, when you do have free time up in Carson City, what do you do? Is there anything to do there?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of things to do up here. I usually spend some time either at Lake Tahoe, go to Virginia City, take a bike ride on my road bike. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff to do up here. Maybe go on a hike somewhere. So there's plenty to keep you busy. Plus, there's always reading bills. They're always trying to get ahead of what you're doing. So that's true. There's plenty to do up here.
Okay, so you're looking now at bills that came over from the Assembly. Anything there that we should be afraid of? Anything there that we should maybe look further at?
Well, there's a couple of bills, and they're starting to come, especially in education. I'm a little worried. We got a bill coming tomorrow, AB 19, I believe. And the thing that worries me, I mean, they're going to put in there that, you know, you got to teach multiculturalism now in school. And the thing is, we've always had that ability to do that. That doesn't scare me so much. I mean, there's always going to be a teacher who says, hey, I got to teach this standard. Let me tell you what I do know or what, you know, my familiarity with. And so that's one thing. But what they've done is they included homeschoolers. So if you're a homeschool parent and the whole purpose of you, you know, removing your child from public education is because you didn't like the curriculum, what they're telling you your child had to learn, then now they're telling you, no, it doesn't matter if you're homeschool or you're public school, you're going to have to learn this curriculum. And then that's just wrong. I think that's going down the wrong path. I don't like that at all. So that right there is a little scary. I'm not too happy about AB 19. And then, of course, you've got a couple other bills that, you know, sort of the nanny state taking over again, making sure that, you know, parents, you don't make good decisions, so we're going to make the decisions for you. One of them is a seatbelt bill or a car seat bill that came through. So there's a few bills that, definitely not too happy about. But the thing about this session right now at this point is not only the bills are coming from the Assembly, but also the bills that just still haven't come out. They're just not out yet. Things that we kept hearing about from the beginning of the session, and nothing's happened so far.
Wow. Like, for instance, the Cannizzaro Care bill. What is going on with that?
So, yeah, today is, I think, we're 28 days away from being out of the session. 28 days. And Cannizzaro Care is going to be heard today in Health and Human Services. The fiscal note on that is north of, I think, $200 million. Now, of course, what they're going to do is, this is basically, you know, different. It's just, actually the healthcare industry is coming out against this. It's really going to be harmful to our healthcare system. But what they're going to do is they're going to try and say, hey, there's only a $10 million price tag on this. And what we'll do is we'll open it up for gifts, grants, and other things coming from the federal government, hoping that the federal government sends them, you know, $10 million to start the program and then maybe funnel money over to this program in the years to come. So that it doesn't look like the fiscal note will impact us here. And that's how they get a bill through. That's how they get a bill like that into statute. And then the next thing you know, we've got the public option health care system as part of our health care system and driving up costs for other people. So that's scary. That's going to be heard today, which is ironic because, like I said, it actually has a fiscal note on it. Well north of, you know, millions and millions of dollars, like $198 million. And yet, we, Republicans, we saw what was happening during the pandemic. We saw the damage that Dieter, we saw the damage to the people because unemployment insurance was not optimal. It wasn't running the way it should be running or the way it could be running like other states run it. We know Dieter needs help. I thought that based on the number of phone calls, emails, and otherwise people I needed to help during the, you know, the summer months, the fall months, and even into the winter months, that would be job number one for our governor and for the leadership of this this building was to make sure that the Dieter got all the help that it needed, that we passed legislation that would enable them to do things to, you know, change the way that they do things internally, and then also update their system. That would have been job number one, yet it didn't happen. So myself and the Senator Pickard put together a bill and said, this is everything that was talked about by two separate entities, the special, I think it was Jason Guanasso with a special report, and then also Barbara Buckley came out with her report, and basically giving us a guideline on what to do. and nothing happened. There was no action taken. And this is months. I mean, months and months into the session, nothing happened. So we drop our bill saying, here's everything that needs to happen. Plus, we need $40 million for them to update their system, to be cloud-based, to be able to handle more phone calls, and to be able to have the unemployment insurance system talk to the PUA system and any other system that comes in online later on, to speed up the process for application, to speed up the process for validation, to, you know, just for a lot of different things. And yet we were told by the majority party that they thought this was a stunt, that this was a stunt. And I'm going crazy because, you know, $40 million, they kept saying, we don't have $40 million. I'm like, well, we don't have $198 million either. But that's what they're doing. And, of course, you know, that just should enrage people because there are a lot of people who went months without getting any unemployment insurance check. You know, and then, of course, that leads to other problems, which leads to other problems, right? You can't afford the car payment, which means you can't get to work, which means you can't get money that way either. So it just led to all kinds of problems, and that's not their priority. Their priority.
And by the way, you're still getting calls from people who are having problems with Dieter. I mean, this problem is not going away.
Not at all. I got a call the other day, just yesterday, and I got another call today. People saying that I'm having problems with them. So, and you know, Dieter said, look, I'm not going to bash Dieter because these are folks that try their best. The governor actually took money away from them right before the end of last session, and the director of Dieter, somebody who worked for them, actually said, hey, if you do this, I mean, if there's any kind of bump in the road, we're going to have catastrophic problems. And lo and behold, that's what we had. So we have had problems. We continue to have problems. We need to fix it. This should have been one of the biggest priorities. Instead, the governor prioritizes billionaires. You know, we're talking about innovation zones. That's occupied our time. We've actually had a bill on declawing cats. I don't know about you, but I just think that Dieter should be prioritized above some of these more ridiculous bills.
Just stupid. The Cannizzaro healthcare bill, I'm just curious, is that an extension or an expansion of Medicaid, or what exactly does it entail?
It basically brings a public option. It's what the Democrats have been wanting for years when they first came up with Obamacare, right? The single payer. I believe. I'm not an expert in this area at all. All I know is it definitely is going to be offering a public option on our site that we sell all our insurance. I know the hospitals are here. They're here to protest this. Many of the doctors and their associations are here to protest this. This will be heard today in Health and Human Services. I suspect it's going to be a very, very long committee hearing. And then on top of all that, Kevin, you've got the Economic Forum. They're meeting today. They're discussing how much money we actually will have above what their original prediction was, because things are getting back to, well, they're getting better. I don't know if they're back to normal, but they're getting better. So they're talking about how much money we have. You know, we were ridiculed because we brought a bill that would help people, and they said, we don't have the $40 million. Well, Economic Forum is already projecting about $500 million above what their original estimation was. You got that money. We already have $150 million above what we're supposed to save for the ending fund balance. You know, our ending fund balance has got to be 5%, and so we're above that by $150 million. There's still money that will be coming from the federal government. We could always allocate it and say this, you know, we'll open it up. We'll put the same language that Cannizzaro Care has in it so that we can make sure that money, if it comes from the federal government, could be put towards this program. But, you know, the thing is, we got to get this stuff started now. We can't wait another 5 months.
Wow. By the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken, the education budget's got to be the first one out. And is it even close to coming out?
Yeah, it'll come out. I mean, all that stuff is, look, all that stuff is, it's on, it's online, it's, what am I saying, I'm trying to find the right word. It's coming along, it'll be on time, all that stuff will be on time. Now, what's going to happen, Kevin, is that we're going to pass the budget with all the cuts that have been recommended by the governor. Which means that every time that we close out a budget, we've got Democrats who in finance will cry and talk about how they don't want to do this, they don't want to make these cuts. But the reality is, in about 4 to 5, maybe 6 weeks at the most, we'll get the guidelines from the federal government. We'll get the money from the federal government with the guidelines on how to spend it. And all we'll do is plug in those holes that we created with the cuts. So you're not going to see cuts in a lot of these services. You really aren't. You're going to see a lot of that money go right back into them and then still have money left over. I hope to put into, I think we had this discussion before, to put into capital improvement projects. Maybe even bond for them so that the money stays there and then we just keep, you know, making improvements to our infrastructure. I mean, there's a lot of things we could be doing, but, you know, the cuts that they keep talking about, well, we'll come back in a special session and we'll plug those holes.
Well, and really, what we've talked, you and I have talked about this for like, what, 6-8 months. The idea that this money coming from the federal government should be money that is one-time money. And your Dieter bill that they viewed as a stunt would be a perfect example of how to use that kind of federal money. One time, $40 million, whatever it is, and all of a sudden we got new computers.
We got a new system. I mean, we won't be on COBOL anymore. We'll actually be on the cloud. It'll be a cloud base. You see some of these states that are using this already, they're having like 20,000 to 25,000 calls a day.
Wow.
You know, and our call center, look, the governor said, hey, let's go ahead and get a company. We'll create a call center. About the only thing that call center could do was take a call, take information, and say, hey, somebody will call you back. And we all know, especially those of you out there who had to wait for that, you all know you sat in your homes for weeks.
And you're still waiting. You're still waiting on that call back.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Some of them wouldn't even go to the restroom because they were afraid they might get a call.
More from Scott Hammond, Nevada District 18 State Senator. We'll talk about the next Teletown Hall. Also, oral arguments before the State Supreme Court on the two-thirds case, James Settlemyer's bill or litigation relative to passing legislation with a two-thirds majority if it has money attached to it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Tuesday, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday. Scott Hammond joining us. Nevada District 18 State Senator. They are into week 14 of the Nevada Legislature. And yesterday, interesting dialogue at the Nevada State Supreme Court. They were discussing a lawsuit by James Settlemyer and by the Republicans relative to the two-thirds rule. Scott, give us the backstory of this whole deal.
Sure. So in 2019... there were a couple of bills that actually, we believe, increased revenue. And according to that increase, we believe it triggered the two-thirds requirement, the constitutional two-thirds requirement, which was passed way back, oh gosh, I want to say 2001, 2003, when Jim Gibbons was, I think, in the still in the legislature, and he passed that initiative that created that requirement that, you know, anything that raised any kind of revenue would require a two-thirds vote. So in both cases, what you had, well, the specific case that we were worried about was when 2015, when we passed the Commerce Tax, we also passed something along that said that if the Commerce Tax hit a certain number, that it would trigger a reduction in the modified business tax. That reduction would have gone into effect. The trigger was hit in October of 2018. And so by July 2019, because that mark was hit, we hit a certain number with the commerce tax, the MBT was supposed to be lowered for lots of businesses, especially small businesses across the state of Nevada. Well, during the 2019 session, the Democrats said, well, we want to get rid of the trigger. We want to remove that so that the tax will continue to go forward in perpetuity. And, you know, we believe that you needed a two-thirds. Matter of fact, they also at first believed they needed a two-thirds. They dropped the bill at first with a two-thirds requirement. When it failed, then they brought it back with just a simple majority. Now, the Legislative Council Bureau's chief legislator, legal litigant, he actually rendered an opinion that said that you didn't need that two-thirds, and that would be Kevin Powers. So Kevin Powers yesterday was arguing to the Supreme Court that... you know, when we as legislators, one of his arguments was, you know, there's no time requirement or the time stops, I guess. But he basically said that when we voted for something, knowing that it had a sunset on it, that sunset could continue to move forward with a simple majority, even though me, as a legislator, I was under the impression that when I signed it, I said, okay, I'll go ahead and vote for something, knowing that it had a sunset, that it was going to be over. And so anything, if you extend that, then of course it means that there's revenue coming in that would not have come in. And that was what the Supremes actually shot back at him and said, wait a second, The other bill was a technology fee. The DMV was charging a certain amount of dollars for every time you fill out an application for a license, or every time you fill out an application to register your vehicle or something like that. It was like a dollar. And they said,